Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. How to Help Your Spouse Heal from Your Affair by Janet Bloom is a relationship recovery guide focused on what to do after infidelity has been disclosed or discovered. Written in a direct, practical self-help style, it centers on the concrete behaviors that help a betrayed partner stabilize emotionally and begin rebuilding a sense of safety. Rather than treating an affair as automatically relationship ending, the book frames healing as possible when the unfaithful partner accepts full responsibility and commits to consistent, transparent change. Its purpose is not to justify why the affair happened, but to outline how trust is rebuilt through honesty, empathy, and time. Bloom emphasizes that the betrayed spouse may experience trauma-like reactions, intrusive thoughts, and repeated questioning, and that these responses are normal in the aftermath. The book also highlights common mistakes that prolong pain, such as minimizing, defensiveness, secrecy, or continued contact with the affair partner. Overall, it aims to offer a clear roadmap toward restoring intimacy and creating a healthier relationship than before. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, accountability without excuses as the foundation for repair. A central theme is that recovery cannot begin until the unfaithful partner practices clean accountability. The book stresses taking responsibility for the betrayal without blaming the betrayed spouse, the relationship, stress, or circumstances. This matters because even partial excuse making often sounds like denial to the injured partner, which reopens the wound and blocks trust building. Bloom positions remorse as an ongoing practice, shown through actions rather than speeches, and encourages a posture of humility when answering questions and hearing anger. The reader is guided away from defensiveness and toward statements and behaviors that communicate, "I understand I harmed you, and I am willing to do the work." The point is not self-punishment but reliability, because the betrayed partner is evaluating whether the unfaithful partner is emotionally safe and truthful now. Accountability also includes accepting that the betrayed spouse may need repeated conversations, reassurance, and clarification over time. By treating these needs as part of the repair process rather than as harassment, the unfaithful partner can reduce escalation and demonstrate steady character change. Secondly, no contact and boundary clarity to stop ongoing injury. The book emphasizes that ending the affair is not only a decision, but also a set of enforceable boundaries. A key step is severing all ties with the affair partner, because continued communication, even indirect or accidental, typically keeps the betrayed spouse in a state of alarm. Bloom frames no contact as a protective measure that makes reconciliation possible, not as a gesture meant to be negotiated. The theme extends to practical boundary clarity around devices, social media, work situations, and friendships that could enable secrecy or relapse into emotional intimacy. The deeper idea is that trust is rebuilt when the betrayed partner can predict what will happen and believe that hidden channels do not exist. The book also cautions against ambiguous closures that keep emotional doors open, such as lingering apologies, private explanations, or sentimental messages. By choosing firm boundaries and making them visible, the unfaithful partner reduces uncertainty and shows commitment to the relationship rather than to preserving comfort, reputation, or the thrill of secrecy. Thirdly, responding to trauma-like reactions, triggers, and repeated questions, Bloom highlights the psychological aftershocks of infidelity and treats them as normal rather than irrational. The betrayed spouse may experience intrusive images, hypervigilance, sudden mood shifts, and intense questioning that returns long after the unfaithful partner wishes to move on. The book frames these cycles as part of a non-linear healing process that can take substantial time. A practical focus is learning to recognize triggers, such as certain places, dates, songs, or phone behaviors, and responding with patience rather than frustration. Instead of demanding that the betrayed spouse stop bringing it up, the unfaithful partner is encouraged to validate the pain and offer grounding reassurance through consistent truth-telling. The message is that compassion in these moments is not rewarding drama. It is repairing the nervous system level sense of safety that was damaged. Bloom also cautions that minimizing, rushing forgiveness, or labeling the betrayed spouse as obsessive often worsens symptoms. The unfaithful partner is guided to become emotionally present, predictable, and willing to tolerate discomfort as the cost of rebuilding trust. Fourthly, radical transparency and open communication to rebuild trust. Another major topic is the role of transparency in restoring credibility. Bloom promotes a high honesty approach in which secrecy is replaced by openness about schedules, communication patterns, and behaviors that previously could have hidden an affair. The point is not long-term surveillance as a lifestyle, but a temporary and sometimes extended trust-building structure that addresses the betrayed spouse's uncertainty. The book also emphasizes that communication must become safer and more skillful. This includes listening without interruption, answering questions truthfully, and avoiding half-truths that later create new betrayals. Bloom frames transparency as a daily practice that proves the unfaithful partner is no longer managing information to control outcomes. When paired with consistent behavior change, openness helps the betrayed partner test reality and slowly relax hypervigilance. The approach also supports healthier conflict resolution, because the couple learns to discuss difficult emotions without threats, stonewalling, or manipulation. In this way, trust is rebuilt not only by confession, but by ongoing patterns of clarity, accessibility, and emotional reliability. Lastly, personal change, intimacy repair, and protecting the relationship long-term, beyond immediate crisis management. The book stresses that sustained recovery requires personal growth in the unfaithful partner and a careful rebuilding of intimacy. Bloom presents character change as essential, meaning the unfaithful partner examines the attitudes and habits that enable deception, such as entitlement, conflict avoidance, or validation seeking, and replaces them with mature coping and honest relating. Intimacy is portrayed as something earned over time, through safety, not something that can be demanded as proof of forgiveness. The book encourages patience with the gradual return of emotional closeness and physical connection, recognizing that the betrayed spouse may experience ambivalence or fear, even while wanting reconciliation. It also touches on the broader relational system, including the impact on children and the need for stability in family routines when applicable. The long-term goal is a relationship with clearer boundaries, better communication, and lower tolerance for secrecy or manipulative dynamics. Bloom's emphasis is that preventing recurrence is not a promise but a pattern, built through consistent transparency, empathy, and a willingness to keep doing the work after the initial crisis fades. In conclusion, this book is best suited for the unfaithful partner who wants a structured, behavior-focused guide to repairing damage after an affair, as well as betrayed spouses who want to understand what real accountability and repair should look like. It can also support therapists, coaches, or pastoral counselors who need a straightforward checklist of the relational tasks that typically matter most in early recovery, such as no contact, truthful disclosure, and responding well to triggers. Readers benefit practically by gaining a clear sense of what helps versus what harms, especially in the emotionally chaotic period when both partners are tempted to either rug sweep or endlessly relitigate the past without progress. Intellectually, the book reinforces a trauma-informed view of betrayal, explaining why healing is non-linear and why repeated reassurance requests are common. Compared with many relationship books that focus heavily on why the affair happened, Bloom's value is its emphasis on how to behave now, in ways that rebuild safety and credibility. Its direct tone and insistence on responsibility make it stand out for readers who want less theory and more actionable guidance toward restoring trust and intimacy. If you would like to support Janet Bloom, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.